You drink it.
I'm not.
I like it real cold.
I'm not a fan of Guinness. It's just so heavy.
It's acquired
filling.
Taste. It's acquired taste, I tell you, because before I wouldn't touch it. It's too dark, and I'm really one of those ones that just like, you know, the light beer that doesn't even taste like beer. It's like fish that don't taste like fish. I like beer that tastes almost like iced tea,
that's,
you know?
American beer, right?
That's American
there.
Beer, right. But then more and more that I went with people who did enjoy Guinness, and then the real stuff with the cream, like the Boddington's.
Okay.
It has a little.
What you're talking about?
It has a. It's a can of beer, of Guinness beer, and it has a little pea in it. I don't know what it's made out of, but it sounds like a pea, and it keeps it separated. So when you pour, it all goes down in the bottom, and then as it comes up, you got this big head of cream.
And what's this thing in there?
I don't make the beer.
Does it end up in your gut? I mean, do you drink it?
No. It doesn't come out of the can.
It's not like the worm in the
tequila. No. It doesn't come out of the can. It just keeps it so that when you pour it, you get the cream on the top. It's not, you know. Huh. Does anybody out there know
anything
about
that?
How is it that we must have somebody
this
from
old
Ireland.
And I don't know anything about this.
Do you drink beer?
Yeah, but I've never heard of something rolling around in a can.
Oh, you're too busy checking into politics. You got to take a little breather someday. Find out some other things in the world.
I'm going to have to try one of these things.
So anyway, in memory of St. Patrick himself, who was carried off from his homeland at the age of 16. Sustain all those who have left the shores for other lands, referring to St. legendary background as a slave. So I guess St. Patrick was a slave, 16 years old, shipped out.
Then he came back. Got rid of all the snakes in Ireland.
He got rid of all the snakes.
So there's no snakes in Ireland, I guess.
Yeah, there's no snakes.
I don't know.
If they are, they're green.
I don't know whether that's just
green snakes.
Mythical or whether it's real.
Well, there's a lot of mythical things. I mean, come on, leprechauns. They still believe in leprechauns.
There's got to be a snake in Ireland somewhere.
I'm sure there's a snake in the grass out there. The Catholic Church of Ireland also launched an online information pack for immigrants. So you can just go online to the Catholic Church in Ireland and find out all about.
I wonder if they're just looking for Irish people to come back.
Well, you know, the Irish, you know how they are.
They're everywhere.
It's like, welcome to Ireland. If you're not Irish, go home.
Australia, America, they're both full of Irish people.
Well, everywhere.
You know, Spain, too.
Yeah, Spain. So anyway, that's cool. That's an honor of, have a Guinness for St. Patrick today. Mm-hmm. College student guilty in webcam suicide. Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that case.
I don't either. I don't know.
He was just being a kid. I don't think he was that vicious. I don't think he deserves to be in prison.
Pretty soon, they will work a deal. He has no priors or anything like that. But I think eventually you do have to teach children. There's so much of the bullying going on. I think eventually there has to be something that says, oh, whoa, there's repercussions for that kind of behavior.
I'm not sure that he was bullying anybody, though.
Well, the bullying has to do with him putting a webcam in the room and catching him kissing another boy.
And showing it to friends, yes.
And the friends doing it. A former Rutgers University student, he was convicted Friday. I saw the pictures of him, too, and all he did was shake his head, just kind of, He is from India, although he's lived his life over here. Webcam spying episode. They call it spying. But it ended his gay roommate's life because he committed suicide, you know. He jumped off the George, which bridge was it?
But
he jumped off the George Washington Bridge.
You know what my JP's moment of common sense is today? It's titled, Stuff That People Think They Know. And there's some things about that case that people think they know. Like his camera outed him as a homosexual. No, he'd come out months before. He was openly homosexual, belonged to the homosexual clubs on campus. So this was not... like all of a sudden he was exposed as an homosexual.
Well, but he was all of a sudden exposed to other peers, his peers, rattling him about it. I mean, when you're in groups, I mean, if you go to the chess club and you belong to the chess group.
So it was humiliating.
Humiliating. And the guy's name was Durun Ravi. He was found guilty. All 15 charges against him. Here's the charges, including invasion of privacy, anti-gay intimidation. The jury decided that he not only spied on Tyler and another man as they were kissing, but also singled out Clemente because he was gay. Now, Ravi was 20. He could actually get up to 10 years in prison by some estimates.
That's what I'm saying.
Could also be deported to his native India, even though he's lived here legally in the U.S. since he was a little boy. his parents, I guess, were never legal citizens.
Come on, we all do stupid stuff when we're young, and I'm not sure that his was any more stupid than some of the stuff I did.
Yeah, he jumped off.
10 years in prison seems a little excessive.
Clemente threw himself off the George Washington Bridge. He posted one last status update on Facebook, jumping off the George Washington Bridge. Sorry. He sounds a little unstable to begin with.
Well,
you know, it's very unstable.
I'm not sure you can blame Clemente's decision to commit suicide.
Well,
on
this
young boy who's been found guilty. But that's what the jury's doing. They're finding him guilty of Clemente's death.
Well, they're finding him guilty of an invasion of privacy, anti-gay intimidation, and 13 other charges. It doesn't include any kind of murder or assisted suicide.
If Clemente doesn't jump off the bridge, this young man is never even brought to trial.
On September 22nd, Clemente threw himself off the George Washington Bridge, and at a courthouse news conference after the verdict, Clemente's father, Joe, addressed himself to the college students and other young people, saying, "You're going to meet a lot of people in your life. Some of these people you may not like. Just because you don't like them, it doesn't mean you have to work against them." But did they not know their son was? Did they not know he was a little sensitive, a little shy about it? Did they not know that he was traumatized? Now, I mean, did he not know all these things?
I don't think you can blame it on the parents either. I think it's his own personal decision to commit suicide.
So the most serious charges, two counts of biased intimidation based on sexual orientation, carry up to 10 years in prison each. Nothing to do with being responsible for his suicide.
Right.
Legal experts said that the most Ravi would probably get altogether at the sentencing, which is May 21st, would be 10 years. And the judge could also give him no prison time at all. And I'm sure that's probably what he will do. And deport him. Could do that. So, interesting. Setting an example? Or do you think they've gone too far?
I think they went too far. I mean, I'm not condoning what he did. I think what he did was despicable.
Despicable.
To spy on his roommate in a sexual encounter and then show that to other people. That's despicable.
I kind of got a feeling we're going to find out Ravi was gay too down the road.
I think he deserved to be kicked out of college because you should not condone that kind of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's something that's deserving of 10 years in prison, for crying out loud.
Well, you know, they did offer him. They offered him a deal not too long ago. He gambled by letting this go to trial. Months ago, he and his lawyer rejected a plea bargain that would have spared him any prison time, and prosecutors would have even helped him avoid deportation.
Really?
Yeah, and he said, no, not taking it.
Wow. So, bad decision, dude.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you got to feel a little responsibility. I mean, how does he live with him? He's going to feel bad about that. I mean, it was his roommate.
I don't see how he can stay here now. You can't have a felony on your record or criminal record and stay in the United States as an immigrant. Not legally, anyway.
Well, that's why they're saying it's possible that they could deport him.
Right.
What would they do with his parents?
I know. The kid's never probably doesn't know India at all.
He's probably never been
interesting
there.
Interesting country. You'll do fine.
Yeah. Get
Seriously.
Used to it. Yeah, I know.
I would love to go to India.
How do you know? You know you'd love to go there, but you don't know if you'd like to live there.
It's so big, and there's so many different kinds of people, and English is not a handicap over there because so many people speak English.
Well, they don't speak it like very good, like not like we do.
Sometimes it's hard to understand.
Oh, very hard. Just call on Microsoft. You will find out what it sounds like.
It's like a whole continent to itself almost. It's so huge.
Well, and it's very, it's progressive in its own way, even though it's historically, religiously old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The religion of their country is very old, and they still live by it, even the young people.
And diverse. Oh, I mean, they have all kinds of
religions. Dharmas and Buddhists and everything.
Muslims.
Muslims, yeah. Interesting. And they tolerate it. I mean, what do you hear of India and all the different religions?
Largest democracy on the planet, and they just keep plugging along, and they're economically just doing really well. I mean, it's a very interesting country.
Okay, so in the long run, this may be doing him a favor.
It might be.
Because over here, we're pretty crazy over here in the United States.
He's going to go over there with perfect English.
Perfect, and he's going to be smart and educated.
And still have that Indian background.
And they're going to say, oh, you poor thing, you got caught up in America, bad time.
He's going to have job offers up the...
Up the...
Well, let's not go there.
No, let's not. But yeah, so we'll see. Anyway, it's going to be a good lesson for him. I'd like to see how he handles life from this point on. I mean, that would be the interesting thing, to see what becomes of him because of this bad deal and what he has to live with, you know, his friend. But like I say, his friend was very unstable to just go out there and jump off a bridge. I mean, we live with a lot of discriminations here in this country, and we all seem to
Usually, it's not how men usually deal with issues with roommates. I mean, in college.
Men?
Usually, you have a fight, and then 5 minutes after the fight, you're buddies again, and that's the end of that.
Yeah, they
I
must
swear
have
to
been
God, that's
tight.
How it goes with men.
But don't you think that's changed, huh?
I don't know. I don't know why these two couldn't figure it out.
Well, I'm sorry they didn't. But anyway, it'll be a big lesson for him. Thank you so much for joining us on Broadview today. There's more to come. We'll do some Nevada news and then get to JP's moment of common sense, where we'll just let him go off like he always does. And we'll be right back. You're on The Buzz.
Don Geronimo wakes you up weekday mornings.
Now you're coming in crystal clear.
Boom.
On 96.1 FM, 1270 AM, The Buzz.
How much does a polar bear weigh? Enough to break the ice? You're prettier than the girl who has a restraining order against me. That's a great blouse. I have the same one in turquoise. Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see.
Tired of bad pickup lines? We understand. Find somebody special at Cupid.com. Millions have signed up already and more are joining every day, right in your area. Cupid.com is free and easy to use, so give it a try now. Just sign up at Cupid.com to start meeting people and avoid bad pickup lines like these.
Poof, here I am. What are your other two wishes? Want to get out of here and go to my place? My parents are out of town. I seem to have lost my phone number. Can I borrow yours?
Heard a bad pickup line lately? Send it to us at Cupid.com. If we really hate it, we'll put it in our next ad.
Cupid, 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 Cupid.com.
Admit it, you have a ton of product under your sink for brown spots or wrinkles or eye cream. You've spent money and it hasn't worked for you. It's time to find something with medical proof behind it. Hi, it's Regina, General Manager of Renew MD Medical Spa, and we have the most advanced laser systems and medical grade skincare products in the Reno area. Now you can get rid of sunspots and smooth wrinkles. We offer complimentary consultations to digitally analyze your skin and give you the best options with proven results for unwanted hair, veins, sunspots, wrinkles, and more. With board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. James Murphy, you can be confident you're with the best cosmetic nurses and medical staff to have result-driven treatments. And we're open on Saturdays for Botox. Take advantage of our specials this month. We're offering discounted laser hair removal. Save $275 on Juvederm. So call us today for a free consultation. 852-4500. That's 852-4500. RenewMD, setting the gold standard at affordable prices.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
You know, we were talking about Darun Ravi, who was, of course, the fellow that was found guilty on 15 charges after a jury decided that he not only spied on Tyler Clementi and another man that were kissing, but also singled him out because he was gay. And we were talking roommates, two guys.
Yep.
And you said if Ravi was not gay,
why did he want to see?
Why would he want to even see that? Because, like, yeah, you know, it's not necessarily homophobic, but men who have roommates and see something like that, they're not going to even watch the whole thing, right, are they? They're going to go, oh, God, no, I don't want to see that.
Well, I was referring to your suggestion that maybe Ravi was gay, too, mm-hmm, because I'm trying, if my roommate in college was gay and he was in there with another man, I wouldn't want to see it.
You wouldn't be watching it and putting it on with your name on it.
Right.
I was blasting it.
Kind of makes you wonder about
it. It does. It kind of makes you wonder.
We'll never know.
Poor man's mixed up. I'm going to be more so now, I'd say, but interesting case anyway. Now on with a little bit of Nevada news. I see here Sharon Angles is working on that documentary about voter fraud. I heard an interview with her a couple weeks ago.
Did you?
Amazing. I told you, 900 and some people that are dead also voted.
Well, you know, that's one of the issues on my website is election fraud.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to revamp it because I'm buried in all the examples of election fraud across this country.
Massive.
Every time you hear a Democrat talk about it, like in relation to the voter ID law, they say this is not a problem. It's just blown up. It's not. I mean, it's a huge problem. They're understating the issue.
It's huge.
Because so few people get convicted of it. That's why they say it's not a big problem. But it's happening. We know it's happening all over the place.
Does she say when her documentary is going to be finished?
No, she doesn't. But, you know, maybe she doesn't know yet.
Well, I hope she'd just get to it.
It's got to come out this year before the election.
That would be important. That would be important for us. Yeah. Well, I think right away, how do we get a bill passed where you have to show your ID, first of all? How long does that take Congress or whoever would decide on that? Or is it a state to state? What do we do about that?
I don't know. I don't know why Democrats are against voter ID. My God, we have to have ID to rent a movie. Why can't, and we can't get on a plane. There's all kinds that we can't buy liquor or cigarettes.
Can't drive.
But when you say we need to have an ID,
you can't walk down the street late at night without having your ID
on you. That's right. The police have a right to take you in if you don't have ID. But we can't ask for ID at the polling booth?
Who is stalling this? And why has this never been already? Well.
And you know why Sharon Engel's interested? Because she was leading in the polls, and all of a sudden, at the last second, Harry Reid started trucking people from the casinos down to the voting booths.
Well, we heard Harris right here. I shouldn't be mentioning casinos, but remember we heard something about that someone came forward and said that their employee was telling them to go down there and vote for Harry Reid.
Right. On election day.
On election day.
And then all of a sudden he comes from behind and wins that senator election last year.
Yeah, I thought that was strange too because she was so far ahead.
Yeah, so that's why she's making this documentary, I'm thinking.
Well, she stumbled up on something. I mean, she's a school teacher. It's not like she's a politician. She's you know, getting in there and she's in the race. But she's a school teacher. I had her on my show. And when I saw her on TV, I wasn't very impressed with her. I thought, oh, gosh, they're going to eat her up. And then when she almost won, I thought, well, there's something to that woman. Because she was going everywhere, shaking hands and talking to people. Then I had her on my show. And I was like, whoa, this woman's intelligent.
I think so, too.
This woman's squared
away. Steve Aussie thinks so. We agree on that.
Yeah.
And the Republican establishment never backed her. I mean, we had the two mayors here, Sparks and Reno. We had the man who...
Well, and you did ask Bob Cashel about that, as I recollect, on Broadview.
They endorsed Harry Reid. They're supposed to be Republicans.
Well, the good old boy thing. You have this woman school teacher all of a sudden coming out of the side street here going, okay, I'm making a noise.
Right.
And they get scared.
And I have to admit, some parts of her campaign irritated me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw her a couple times walking along and...
The haircut?
News reporters from television would try to interview her and she'd brush them off. I'm like, come on, you're running for the office.
Because, look how they do. I mean, stick it in your face and you got to be right on it. Unless you're carrying a teleprompter with you like Obama, you don't know what to say. I mean, that's a whole
but
new ballgame.
But you better have something in mind.
Well, and you got to learn it. You got to learn it somehow,
And
right?
If you're going to brush them off, you better do it politely. And she was just like turning her back on him and it just didn't look good on television.
Yeah. Yeah, I see the perception, the perception could be. But
you're right. I liked her, and I like what she has to say.
We're going to hear more from that woman and hear this documentary coming out. It's going to be very interesting. Good. I mean, she actually uncovered that. 900 and some people that were dead. And now you know that's... but they voted.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were dead wrong.
Haven't they been doing that in Chicago forever?
Ooh. Well, I'm sure. We're going to find out more and more across the states. I mean, when this hits, go, Sharon. We're going to have her back on the program. What else?
What else?
Yeah, what else do we have going? Oh, President Obama, you know, he's going to be in four states, including Nevada, next week. Probably in Las Vegas, I'd say. He's going to be in Nevada visiting solar facilities.
Oh, you'd think he'd stay away from those solar facilities the way they're all failing and embarrassing him.
Well, I think he needs more information. I mean, you can't just stand back because they're failing. Got to find out.